Hello?
Hi, is this Miss Gonzalez?
Yes, can I ask who's calling?
This is Maria calling from Emergency Roadside, ABG Emergency Roadside Assistance. So a provider called stating that you want to cancel the service, cancel the tow.
Well, first of all, we broke down on the side of the freeway, and when I called, they said the tow truck was going to come and take the car back to the budget at the airport, and that he would take us with him back to the budget at the airport, and then we were going to get another car. And she was going to call ahead of time to make sure there was one ready. But when he called me, the tow truck person, and he said that he wasn't going to take us back to the airport budget, that he was going to leave us there and take the car to a dead zone, is what he called it.
When you set up your ticket, what is the address that you gave the destination drop off?
What destination drop off? What do you mean destination drop off?
As in, when you set the ticket up, it's they ask you, they should ask you like where's the vehicle located, and then they get that information, and then they be like, okay, so where do you want to take the vehicle to? What was the
Yes.
address that you gave?
We told them that we were there were we told them where we were located, and the person that was on the phone with me said, okay, so you got the car from budget at the airport. I said, yes. She said, okay, then he will take you back to the budget at the airport.
Yeah, so what's
Hello?
give me one second. Okay, so what's the address is what I'm asking you. What's the
Where
address
we
of the
broke down?
place? No,
No,
the address of the destination.
I don't have the address.
What address is she talking about? Are you talking about the address where we broke down?
No.
No, ma'am. The address of where the vehicle is being taken to.
We don't care where the vehicle's being taken to, and we didn't give nobody no address. We told them we're broke down, help us. And they said they're going to send a tow truck to get in the truck with the tow truck man. He's going to take you back to budget to pick up a new car. They're going to have it ready for you when you get there. That's all we know. We didn't give nobody
She
no address about anything.
the lady that I spoke with already knew the address because she's the one who told me we're going to take you to the budget at the airport. I don't know what the airport address is.
We didn't give nobody no address.
Okay, give me one second. Yes, ma'am. Give me one second so I can reach out to my supervisor. And you said the man told you that he was taking y'all to a dead zone, correct? Just no, like you let my messenger know.
He was going to take the vehicle by itself without us, drop it off somewhere called a dead zone, which means that the budget company would end up coming and picking up their car because it broke down. I don't know where that place is. I don't know where he was taking the car, but he was going to take the car and leave us there where we were at. And he said to us that we had to call budget and have them come pick us up. So anyhow, the point is the car turned on when we were still on the side of the freeway. The engine light is on, which means it's going to break down again. And we went ahead and drove it to the hotel where we're staying because we don't feel like being stranded anywhere. And we don't feel like waiting at a gas station for another vehicle to come to us. So we're at the hotel. I don't know. We're going to have to call the budget company to come pick up this car and bring us another one.
Okay. Well, I just reached out to my supervisor, letting them know what you stated about what the man said and all that stuff. And I'm waiting for her to respond back so I can let you know what she said, because the provider called in stating that you wanted to cancel the service. And
well, we did, because we got the car started and then he was going to come pick us up. We drove the car off the freeway, you know, we drove the car to a Subway sandwich place, and we told the driver, we're here at the sandwich Subway for you to come pick us up and take us back to the airport so we can get another car. And he said he wasn't going to do that, that he was going to leave us there, because he said that when he picks up rental cars like this, that he doesn't drive them back to where they rented it from. He drives them and drops it off somewhere else, like at a car pound or something, and then that's where they pick them up. So yes, we canceled him because he was just going to pick up the car and leave us there, and we're like, we're not going to stay there. We're not going to wait out there for anybody. I mean, anyway, so we're here at the hotel now. And I don't know why the car died on the freeway, just like with no warning. It just stopped working. We had to coast it down to the side of the road and it wouldn't turn on. And we were out there for about 40 minutes. And then finally she said, let me try it one more time. And when she tried it, it turned on. But the engine light's still on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we're going to have to call the rental car place so that they know that their car is not working.
Yes, ma'am. If you want to do that, then I'll just call you back and let you know what my supervisor said, if that's fine with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.